What I may have to do is take some of this and copy it. Oh, yeah. Let's see.
There's a picture that'll never be duplicated.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
All who's dead. All these guys are dead. Wesley, Rory's still in it. He's dead. She's dead. Hank Williams is dead. George Martin's dead. His daughter and I talked together in the dressing room for quite a while. And she's really, I says, Laurie, I read the letter from the first appearance day. I says, remember, you are the one that's the breadwinner. And don't treat your boys like a lady. Be firm with them. If they need a cussing out or kicking the rear, kick, let them know that you're in this for the business sake, because your dad taught you the business. And George Morgan's name will live forever, because he was a fine businessman for good entertainment. She says, you're the only one that ever told me that. I said, well, you take it for what it's worth.
Im Jahre 1904 und 70 wurde Pee-wee in die Country Music Hall of Fame gewählt. Genau 7 Jahre nach seinem verstorbenen Schwiegervater J.L. Frank. In the year of 1974 was, because their words don't come in the same way, was Pee-wee in the Country Music Hall of Fame chosen or elected. Exactly 7 years after his late father-in-law, J.L. Frank. Durch diese Wahl entstand die einzige Schwiegervater-Schwiegersohn Verbindung in der Hall of Fame. He said, through this election came about the only son-in-law and father-in-law combination in the Hall of Fame.
At that time. Well, I don't think there's ever been duplicated, because there's been not even a father and son.
It's funny to see these English words in the middle of a... Das war ein crossover song. See, they use certain English words. Das war ein crossover song. He's talking about Swellcoat. Pee-wee machte weiterhin Aufnahmen und hatte 1949 mit Tennessee Tears einen weiteren Hit. Hit is also a word they use in German. Yeah. Hit. Sein größter Hit kam 1951 mit Slowpoke. Das war ein crossover song. Slowpoke was a crossover song.
I'm trying to find that other one when I did the interview with the other girl.
This is it.
I put it somewhere I know. Because I knew you were about. Oh, here it is. Here is the interview, the last interview I did with somebody in Germany.
Oh, all right. Let me get this.
They put me in the rock and roll era.
Oh, they did?
And this is what her interview is all about.
That was the interviewer, When was this done? When was it done?
In Germany.
But I mean, when?
Oh, by letter, by mail.
By mail?
Yeah.
But
she
when
wrote
was this
the questions and I answered.
And then they translated. You didn't know you could write in German, did you? It's what you're doing. Pee-wee says, bevor ich näher auf eure Fragen eingehe, zunächst ein paar Zeilen, mit denen ich mich vielmals bedanken möchte. You know, before I go into answering your questions, I want to thank you a lot. I must thank you. Ich habe die Rock and Rockin' 50s magazine bekommen und es war eine sehr erfreuliche Überraschung. I received your Rockin' 50s magazine and it was a delightful surprise. Überraschung.
See, because that's where the record came out that I was a rock and roll before Bill Haley was.
Yeah.
I got something else.
Okay.
In Chicago, this guy wrote this Polish book.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to look. He has used everybody. And I got mine over here.
On the back, too.
Yeah. And he's got them all. Hank Williams, Jr. Justin Tubb. I'm probably mentioned in there with because of the lawsuit we had. I was with his youngest son with his second wife the other night, and boy, he was a cute kid.
Yeah.
We used to get behind the wheel with the bus and drive. Oh, here he is. Franciszek Kaczynski. Urojo, 1811-1914, Abramstown, Wisconsin, USA, Zawarzyciel, Snegnego, Zawskula, Golden West Cowboys, Closing College Country, Kroori, Saul, Polaris, the King of Western Swing. Rumi Nastasin, Ishworki Jeci, Jana and Helen Kaczynski. So I was one of their sons.
Your mother's name was Helen,
Helen.
Helena,
yeah,
Helen. And Jana.
John.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Jan. Jan is what they call it.
Jan. Uh-huh.
So you got all that.
Oh, that's great. Let me get this. I'm gonna get some of this. This Pee Wee King interview in German, too. What is this from, do you read? Up close and personal? Where is that from?
That's Amusement Business. I got the guy's card right here. In fact, I got to write him a letter right away. I got it last night. That's the last place I stopped. And I reached myself, I had myself a little bit.
Dennis Urlaub. Urlaub.
German,
yeah. Highly played.
From New York State. And here's this is the guy that got the letter.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Let me see, this is the Rockin' 50s. I want to put the where I got this, where this is from. The Rockin' 50s.
And this one was put out by Country Sounds.
Yeah, that's the top of it, yeah. And this is, what is it done?
That's the address.
I think this is where their address is.
Oh, it's Munich, it's Munich.
It's probably right here.
Yeah, it's Munich, Munich, Germany. Yeah, Munich.
This is where she lives. She gets in Wolfenbüttel.
Wolfenbüttel, yeah. But the, oh, okay. That right there, you mean?
Yeah, that's the one that's interviewing.
Okay. Ramon.
Ramon, Frederick.
Gabi Mag. I won't need to be writing them, but I just wanted to get the, actually, I'm going to put this here too, so I won't know that I've already copied it. And I'm going to do this. Now, this is from where did you say? This up close to
Berkeley. Amusement business.
Oh, it's called Amusement Business?
Yeah. It's a trade magazine for all people in the amusement business who buy acts and sell acts.
And what's the date on? Do you know what date on this is? Oh, here we go. Is that it?
What's the date?
No, April 13, 1990. Is
yeah,
that the date?
Yeah, that's the one.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to write it up here. Is that something?
Oh man, I tell you.
That works.
Use a picture up there. I don't know any other way. You know, up there or something.
I don't know. These little fellas are handy, I tell you. It all came off. No, I'll do it later. I just keep them together. I can do it, no problem. I can do it. I just want to get the...
You got plenty of staples.
No, I can do it. Easy. What I'll do is get in my... sit down in my dining room table with my scissors and I'll cut them out.
Oh.
See, that's a lot easier when I have everything around me. And let's see, is there anything else I need to copy? Oh, I got my copy machine here.
We're going to go to this...
Well, you said I could just take that with me and put it with the box.
Oh, that's
there.
Right. That's it.
If I would just do that, then I'll have more time to look through it and see what... If you don't mind.
There's a story put out of
our
own
store. Okay, yeah. Okay. Well, then I can just copy that when I get it home, you know, and I'll just put it all in here, if you don't mind.
This will be in my stuff. There's a closer.
Okay, good. Yeah, just leave all that together, and I'll keep it together. Then I can,
That was the reason I started it, because I figured...
So let's see now.
That's Autry's museum. He's asking for an illegal law to put in the new wind equipment on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is from. Oh, that's his own newsletter.
Yeah. I wanted you to do something, a Derby Festival thing, to show that I participate in the local festivities. Look, right behind you.
What's that?
That festival, Derby Festival? No.
That's Indiana Governor's Cup.
Yeah, that's what we use for Marshall, Grand Marshall, at the Marshall Medal.
Yeah, I don't really need that. No. I need anything that has a date or a write-up about you or any of the people that you played with, you know. What is this?
Oh, that's Knoxville, Tennessee. That's I was supposed to go to the reunion and all the
names. Oh, I see.
I think some of my stuff in here.
Real?
It's a Jimmy Rogers stuff. I heard a little bunch of. That's all about Jimmy Rogers.
Oh, it is? Okay, let me see. I can just look through here quickly and see what.
Some of the shows we had put on.
Oh, this was at the Carolina Jamboree Park, 1982. The Georgia Mountain Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we talked about it. Yeah, I will copy that.
You know, boy, Dennis, you was.
You did?
Mm-hmm. What was?
Roger Whitaker. Oh, yeah. What happened to Angie Humphrey? She just didn't hit it, did she?
Married and nothing. Yeah. And what that's the year you're looking for. '76. This is probably the same show we're talking about. No, Eddie Rabbit. Talked to Charlie last night and he sent me an invitation to come to the state fair.
In Nashville?
No, here. He is guest here.
Oh, that's right. He's going to be here.
Now, this is it, 1983.
His recordings in my collection at the University of Alabama, Jimmy Rogers.
Great.
All 78s.
Yeah, all oh, hell, it has.
I may come back and look at some of this later, but I just wanted to
see
what's here.
Oh, we got plenty of time.
Bro. Yeah. I can find a lot about Rogers, but I want to something that specifically ties you with him. We're gonna have.
That's Sweet Pine, Texas.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's a sweet spot.
Yeah.
There it is. That's how big the thing is. She's about 800, I guess. Three times, and then finally I went out to the big mall in Dallas, and that's where we spent the whole week.
And he's writing about first song he learned his voice in. Let me get these copied and I'll put them back in that folder there. Keep them together.
I did this already on that one.
Oh, okay.
I sent each one of my boys in the band in these blue sweaters. I said, you thought you'd never make it, did you? I said, going back to the old expression that Mr. Frank used to say, no one makes it on his own. Or, no one makes it without the help of somebody else.
That's right.
And I said, thank you for your help. And they all, so far, I've only got one, two more that didn't answer my letters.
Sometimes the copy, it looks better than the original, you know?
Yeah,
oh, you
it
know.
Depends on the...
Let's put this back in here. I'll quickly run through here.
I got something else. Oh, I know.
Thank you.
song at the concert in Nashville.
Boy, that sounds good.
Yeah. And I went to sing and they called it two changes. And I brought them on a film. I looked on the album.
Is that right?
Last night. He says, Uncle Pee, when you come on, I'm a bus driver now. He says, I drive the bus for Charlie Daniels. I'll be seeing you in Louisville. RCA Victor. I mean the whole shebang.
This is a brand new. This is a brand new one, isn't it? Or is
no,
it?
Oh, it's
been for some time.
Oh yeah.
It looks like a new album.
Oh yeah, it is because it's Ray Coolidge. He made this one before he died.
Mm. I think what I need to do now, Pee Wee, is to see what I've got. I mean, see how much material I've got and start transcribing the tapes that we have already made. And then I'll find out what I need, what gaps I have.
Here's the kind of letters I hate to get and can't do nothing about. I don't have nothing to give them.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't worry about that. You know, they send them out.
Oh, sure.
Wholesale, you know.
Yeah. All you can see is the letterhead saying, "Dear Mr. Keith."
Yeah.
The bad part of it is my son's, that's his father-in-law. That's the part of it.
Oh, okay. Can I put this in there and keep that with that and just in that box there?
Yeah.
And I'll, because there's some good information in there on just about every page. You just put it in the back there, yeah.
See, I'll go see who else's book I got in there.
Okay.
I knew I had another book by me. This is her notice. Oh, yeah. In there. And also, this woman, Mayborn Action, who owned Heartbreak Hotel, she was there last night, and we were talking. She and I had been in business for quite a while because we've known each other ever since our Jacksonville days. She did, when she lived there with her husband, and he got a divorce from her.
Uh-huh.
And had to move to home. And her, her uncle is the governor.
Yeah.
Born.
Yeah, I heard that name.
Mm-hmm. And this is something that the girl here in Louisville had written about. Louisville's woman. Mm-hmm. She's got a record there too.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. This machine, I need to put my new cylinder in. But what I may do.
You got four pages to copy.
Well, what I may do.
Well, why don't you leave it here and come back?
Well, I could do that. Oh, I tell you what I can do. I've got another one in the car, so I guess I could go and just put it. Let me go get it. Because okay. I thought it was getting low. I had it in the trunk of my car, so it should. I have to open this one. Keys open everything.
That's right.
Even a package like this.
You served all the artists a delicious supper last night. Oh boy, but it was late.
But what'd y'all have?
We had everything in the world that you could possibly find in the cold cuts, hot meal, anything you wanted. All you had to do was go to the right table.
Where do they serve it? Is there a dining area in the...
Oh, Acres Theater.
Oh.
Big auditorium.
Fits.
I don't know the first thing about how to help you.
Well,
and also, computers.
Well, I don't understand computers either too well.
I stopped and watched my little grandchildren using computers at the age of six already.
But I swear.
Well, they're different.
They are different. A little bit.
As sure as they come. Right here.
Well, this was supposed to fit.
Wait a minute, let's see. Wait a minute. Here we go. There we go.
That's it.
Now let's see if it's going to work though. It should. Good.
Remember the other ones, all that stuff. That's a good can.
I love it. If this doesn't warm up properly, if you'll trust me with it, I can take it home and copy it.
Oh yeah.
But I'd rather, you know, copy what I can here and then have to, carry it with me. I don't know why it's not heating up any faster. I have several books on country music that I haven't read yet. You know the one by, this is still not working.
You have in Pennsylvania?
No, Hemp Hill.
Hemp Hill,
Paul Hemp Hill.
Yeah.
He's from Alabama.
Oh, I didn't know.
And I met him. I think he lives in Nashville now.
Yeah, he does.
But I met him in Nashville several years ago, and he's written some fiction as well as non-fiction. I'm not sure that's what it was.
Well, it's funny that you don't have the chapter just to do.
I wanted to ask you about this letter here. What does it mean, performances?
It means radio and television performances.
And you know every time it's used? Every time it's used?
They have a monitor system out of this room.
A monitor system?
Monitor radio stations all over the United States, and they have agents that go out and sell licenses to the clubs,
really?
And auditoriums and all that. Yeah. There's two great big ones, and that's ASCAP, which is the and then this is BMI. See, we were on the verge at that time, we were having a million on football.
Aha.
I was wondering about it, so...
Ned, do you all get a royalty for every performance?
Yeah, we get about 6 cents.
for every performance. And so, so these radio stations, they keep track of it?
Oh, yeah. They have to
copy that. I see. So they have to keep a log of all that.
Then we have what we call our annual meeting of my people. And these are all the leading songs that have been performed in the United States. One I jettle on my mind by the time I get to Phoenix by Ben Campbell.
Chizzy Waltz is 3 minutes.
Of course, they don't consider You Belong to Me a hillbilly song.
Mm-hmm.
But they finally convinced me that it's also a country
music. Mm-hmm. Number is that? I thought maybe it was
1 million.
1 million. Well, you have to be a million, don't you?
Yeah, but what is that? You go on to me.
Well, how many have you had?
Four.
Well, it has to be one of the most popular songs ever written.
In the world.
Has to be.
It's the biggest country song. When they punch the button, what song is the biggest in country music?
Uh-huh.
Automatically it goes to the Tennessee Waltz.
Hmm. Yeah. It's incredible. You never know, do you? You never know. There we go. And this is I'm gonna get the title page so I'll know where it came from.
She's a wonderful heartbreak hotel.
Oh, yes.
Her son is Hoyt Axton.
That sounds amazing.
He's an actor and TV star, recording star.
Now, where is the section here?
I couldn't find it.
Shall I just put that in there?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, then I'll keep all these together. I copied those.
Well, you did.
I copied that. Mm-hmm. Copy that.
Then you got yourself a lot of reading to do.
This will hold me for a while, Pee Wee. I'm going to unplug this.
I know it.
Now, these are all copied, and these are your originals right here. Did I wanted to ask you about this? Was this many as Van?
That was a magazine she used to put out in
1945. And she would.
And we had the cover that year.
You had the what?
We had the cover.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. So she would.
That's when we were really hot and heavy, traveling.
All of this I have copied. So,
leave
it right here. Okay. Oh, I want to copy this. Sorry. See if I can copy this.
passed away, his wife says, I want to give that to people because they made it. See, we had a leather business together, $6.90, and we carved off stuff and leather, everything that you see.
Yeah, a leather business?
Yeah.
How many businesses have you been in, Pee-wee?
None.
I mean, you invested in it.
Yeah, I helped them out, let's put it that way, mm-hmm. you know. And of course he liked it because he lived above the store and he had his rent paid up.
Yeah.
He was a warhol. But it was a good venture. See, when I gave away Christmas presents in Chicago on the television show, I had 17 belts made, mm-hmm. on a briefcase. And then for the governor of Tennessee, we had a TV King thing. Well, here's a sample of it, what he did. We had...
Oh! Nice. Now, who made this?
Styx, the drummer.
That's beautiful.
He's telling the kid how easy he was.
And he was here in Louisville? Where was this made?
The store on Bardstown
Road. Bardstown Road, yeah.
But here's what got me. He's from Tennessee.
And left out an E. I just noticed it.
And he did that for the governor, too. He made the two of them together, and they never thought about it, see?
That's beautiful, though. That really is nice. I love leather like that. Nice. Oh, that's handsome.
But he's such a talented guy. Yeah. Well, he comes back. He's in the business now in San Diego with his wife's sister. They make, broken down houses and fix them up for them.
Oh, yeah.
And put four people in it with a Mexican girl taking care of them.
Now, people, what I'd like for you to do, insofar as you can, is to show me some clippings or programs or anything that I could copy and that would have information about you, about any of your band members, or anything that you know, I can put in my files and refer to when I'm putting the book together. You see?
We got all those things right in this area here. Of course, we haven't finished.
Maybe we can look through some of them.
You
know.
You can do right there as well.
Okay.
Abrams Family Day.
Okay. Now, I don't really need to, I don't need photographs so much as I need, you know, information.
Well, here's the thing you asked for.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
I got you a copy.
Well, I can Xerox. Is this an extra copy for me?
This one.
Oh, do you want me to? Okay. All right, so I don't have to copy that.
There's a few notes on there that correct it. It needs to make corrections.
Okay.
See.
Okay. All right, so that's my copy already, okay?
And here's what I refer to when we play different parts of the country and with the play a polka album or an old-timey album, a dance album.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the cover.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this was an album of songs that you all would sell.
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
Okay.
Well, this is...
Would you care for a drink? I do.
I would like a Coke or something.
Yeah, that's all.
Oh, yeah, I don't drink alcohol.
You don't?
As a rule, I don't, no. Yeah. Unless it's sweet. Now, I can drink... I don't care for the taste. If it's... I can drink a pina colada because it's sweet. I can drink... I can even drink. No, I don't want anything there. But I'm saying, I just don't like the taste of it. That's why I don't drink. So when people ask me if I want to drink, I usually say, "Yeah, make mine Dr. Pepper, please."
Well, I can't. Well, I'll try. I got one or two things upstairs. And look around.
What does that refer to?
That's a record company.
Right. All right. Was this the cover from
the cover
from the record?
This was the front cover, and that was the back cover.
Oh, all right. And then this is for a songbook. This is for a songbook, and this is for the record cover.
No, that's the same thing.
Oh, this?
This was the cover. the front part. This is on the back part.
I see these are recorded. So I thought you said songbook. All right, but this is a recording. I see. Okay. It doesn't matter. 7-Up doesn't matter. Buy some mail. Whatever.
People that I want.
What did you all?
No, turn it off. I want you to look at something first.
Oh, that's okay. No, I just got it on. It didn't matter. It didn't.
This is the program. Cast off the mini program.
You know when it's going to run yet? You know when it's going to run?
In October.
In October.
And I don't know why, but I'm going to tell you a story about that. This is a Chicago outfit. That guy conceived the idea. And he got permission from the National Network to do the whole thing on it. He's a hustler, he's a good guy. And I met him, and I met his son, and the production manager and the director were employees of his. He's produced one or two or three other shows. And this was a big project. He wanted to do something for Minnie Pearl because he loved her. He thought she was the greatest woman. The combination of Goldie Hawn and Martha Ray
Judy Canova.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he says, and there's no way you can explain why you love a person like that. And this morning's paper had the best write-up on it about the dignity and everything else. But he came in Nashville, and they said people shied from him. The Chicago guy coming down here, going through a hillbilly thing, you know, but it wasn't hillbilly, it was a classy room. We were all in tuxedos.
Yeah.
That was formal. And here's the name of the pass off committee.
Oh, that's what it's going to be called.
That's what it's called. And look what's on the front
of it. Of course. No, not yet.
Oh, I'll tell you. I got a couple of pretty good scenes here. And I guess that's one of the best ones. So she and I just thrown together. As if we were engrossed in talking about it. She said, I don't know what you all talk about. You can look at the machine laptop.
And these are some things that she's written or said.
Yeah.
In Grinder Switch, you don't read the paper to find out what who is doing what. You already know that. But to find out if they got caught.
Who is he now?
Rod Brasfield.
Rod Brasfield, yeah.
From Alabama, off of Alabama.
Where? No, that's Lucioli.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I thought he was from Alabama.
I don't think he's from Alabama.
I think he and Ruba are from Tennessee.
Tennessee, yeah, I think so. You all had, all these people were there?
Yes, here's a list of all. Here's the dressing rooms. And I got a copy of the script, part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the script was that thick.
Mm-hmm.
It runs, we rehearsed Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
4.5 hours, and then came back Wednesday at 1 o'clock, or 12:30 was the call for going through some of the things. And then we started filming at 7:30 and we didn't get through to 12:30. 5 hours.
You know, this may be one of the biggest gatherings of country and western stars. Now, look at that.
They said that.
I can't
believe it. And here's the show, if you read who's doing the show and all that, here's just one segment that they use. Joe opens with Roy and the Fathers,
mm-hmm.
and all of us, Jimmy Dean, Gerald Reed, Roy Clark, Glenn Campbell, Bill East, Glenn stole the show.
He lives in California.
Yeah.
He flew in for that.
Yeah, and so is Jimmy Dean. And Roy Clark.
Jim Neighbors came in.
And former governor, Ron, Grandpa Joe, and Dean Hurst, here's the one I was on. Roy Acuff, Becklemberger, Porter Wagner, and then Hank Thompson. We were on the set.
Uh-huh.
A complete movie.
Uh-huh.
And Pat Newton,
uh-huh.
and Glenn O'Lee. And there's a DP for a video tape of
I patted myself on the back when I came. And when I drove up, I said, I haven't eaten today, and I'm going to make it until 5.
You haven't eaten today? That's terrible.
See, I do that. I mean,
a good point.
I know, but you see, that's the way I lose weight. That's the way I have to lose
weight. These aren't fatty, believe me.
Okay, I'll...
My Our daughter buys those at Sam's, and she gave us a thing. They're delicious.
I love them. That was never in question.
I think they're fattening.
If you eat them fast, they're not fattening.
And here's the tickets for your son. Everything was slanted to Minnie Pearl's hat and Minnie Pearl. And it worked out for
And so listen, look. When that I won't say Roddy, it's Ronnie worked out.
Ronnie never over there.
And that's gonna be that's a tape, right?
Yeah, that's she sings jealous house jealous.
Are there any early tapes of her? Almost early
days. Oh. And anytime towards the end now, I'll say since she had a stroke, she hasn't been doing nothing. I mean, she didn't do nothing. And he said, I wouldn't let her because I was afraid. He said, no, that we got the new letter about don't get so put down that you got to move around and get around. And when I had my stroke, the first thing I wanted to do was drive a car. And knowing many of us, the first thing she wanted to do was be back on Hee Haw.
Yeah.
Because she's an element that she loved. And he said, I read it to her. This is what people wrote to me. He didn't write it to her.
Mm-hmm.
He said, he wrote it to me. And as I said, Lydia took care and made sure that I didn't drive, although I wanted to drive. Of course, I did drive. But he did. Seems like that if he wanted to do. So what they could do. And the public understood. The only thing I worried about today, there was too many I love you, I worship you, you're my idol, the beautiful saint. As if she had already passed.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody knows something that we don't know. Roy don't even know. I said, we wouldn't Roy Bresson in the whole damn day. Roy, you might talk.
Do you think they're holding it off the air for that reason?
No, I don't think they got the money yet and haven't been sold. By the way, that's one thing Ralph told me. He says, you tell Mr. Hall to get to New York or somewhere and sell it to somebody before he even write it. Because I'll tell you, he said, if you don't, he said, I didn't believe this guy would know. Just like you said, he's Ralph Emery. But the guy who wrote the book sold him because he says Ralph Emery, because of TNN, is a national institution. And that's what I bought. And Ralph said, well, go ahead, and if you think you can do it, you can do it.
Well, maybe I can, maybe what I'll do is to write his publisher, the publisher that did his book, because they've had such great success with that, to see if they're interested in seeing. So, you can always get an agent, to a book agent, but, you know, I don't know, I've never used a book agent, because I've always, just sent it to a publisher, because I've never written any popular books. I've written books that are, you know, that scholarly, historical, that sort of thing, you know, major. Even the book I did on Lionel Johnson, you see, it's not really historical.
It's a personality.
It's personal. Well, yeah. But I let the University Press of Kentucky have it because I'm on the board and they said, don't you think, you know, let us pick, you know, have it. And I said, well, okay. So I did. Anyway. Well, this really looks great.
It's got the blood. See how the interspersed and people?
Mm-hmm. How long will this be?
2 hours.
2 hours.
Her hat, it came out singing pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And then band is great. And I got a tape for sale of the band.
Now, y'all taped this on what day was it?
Oh, yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Yeah,
May the 6th.
Yeah.
That's right. At 7?
7 p.m. The door's closed.
The door's closed 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. Was there a full house?
Back.
And this is in the main auditorium?
Main Grand Ole Opry.
At the Grand Ole Opry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many will that see, you know?
About 400.
Because, you know, the only time I've ever been there, I was sitting in the very back row up at the top. Because we didn't buy tickets until we got to town. And we called, and they just happened to have, I think, something that turned in. And we went over there about 5 minutes.
They did not have a talk. If I go down for a meeting, and we spend the night there, I want you to be our guest. Go down and see me, some of those people.
I'd love to. Yeah.
You will. And come back the next day. You need to be slowing down a little bit.
I've got to slow down. You see, I'm on sabbatical now. I don't have to teach next year. So I'll be able to pace myself. And I finished up the project at Oxmoor today. That's why I was late.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I've got plenty of project. I'm making a speech tomorrow, which I haven't written yet. Out at the Radisson Hotel at Hurstford. I'll do that tonight. But I will have some time, more time than I usually have, you know, to do this. I'm doing two tapes on Monday. I'm interviewing two people. The new president of Georgetown College and Marilyn Mims. She is with the Metropolitan Opera. She's from Mississippi, but she's lived in Louisville a while. Anyway, she's singing with the Kentucky Opera in a couple of weeks. And well, this is a big time tribute.
Big as they make it.
Oh, really? Yeah.
As big as the country western world is.
Mm. Who was the producer? Oh, Paul Corbin, is that his name? Mm-hmm. And he lives in Chicago.
No, the guy who wrote me the letter.
Is this the one, Lynn Dershow?
Lynn, yeah, Lynn Dershow.
That's a German name, yeah. Lynn Dershow.
He's a great guy.
How old is he?
Oh, I'd say he's early 50s, but early 50s. I told him when I joke about my joke, it's a true story. I said, Lynn, were you bothered by the, was your office downtown? Chicago flood. He said, hell no. He said, I'm not in the suburb. And I says, he said, why do you, he said, I didn't think anybody was out of Chicago when you didn't even know about it. I said, yeah, I had to call my Polish brother-in-law up there and tell him I called Mr. Daly and he had been running for water commissioner. And he said, you go to hell, brother-in-law. He said, I would say the same thing if I was your brother-in-law.
that is handsome, that really is. Well, I am looking forward to seeing this. Dwight Yoakam was there,
Well, Dwight and I had a good time with his name. Yeah. We make a movie together.
Now, he lives in California now, doesn't he?
No, he's here. He lives in Nashville.
He lives in Nashville?
Yeah.
How
did he get back there? Roger Miller does, and so does Glenn, and some of the others. And George Boone, Jones, tied it up. He said, here's one song that I wrote that was so dear to my heart, I dedicated to all you guys who have turned your life and let it go. And he says, by God, this is one I'm going to tell you how it's done. And he screwed up. And they cut again. We had at least a 5 minute segment to 2 hours by having trouble with the sound and everything, and station, and picture. Mm-hmm. Beautiful set.
You know, Jim Neighbors is from Alabama.
Oh,
he's a graduate of the University of Alabama.
He come out and I said, oh, Pee-wee, he said, by God, he said, I'm glad to see you. He said, at least I see a smiling face. Mm-hmm. He said, I've always known you for one thing, you smile all the time. And then he said, that damn fool can smile at anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jim was a
reason. I'd
say 90% of those people listen. We hugged them and voiced them.
Well, like a reunion then, wasn't it? Like a reunion.
It was, exactly. It was the biggest country music reunion.
Where's Pat Boone live now?
Pat Boone lives in Hollywood.
The Hollywood.
And he said his wife stayed home because of the California, LA situation. And he said she didn't want to be leaving the house empty. So, and all the lights are on. He had to call her at midnight, which is 9 o'clock there.
Yeah, that's right. Lamar Alexander, at least two, both Tennessee governors?
Yeah, oh, I pulled the governor.
What's that?
I says, he come up, he says, well, Pee-wee, he says, by God, I'm glad to see you here. He said, old John told me you can come in. John is John Hobbs that owns all the territory, and he and John are in partners in some business. And I says, excuse me, what's your name? And he says, I'm Governor Owen McPartner. I said, John made me do it. So I pulled out of that one. And I said, but it didn't work, did it? I said, but I want to thank you for the citation. I got a citation today. And it's made me honorary citizens of Nashville. Oh, he's a pleasant guy. But he and John were fighting for a racetrack down there in Nashville. And they voted against it. And he went up to Franklin, and he and Mr. Hobbs were Franklin. Time race, and the wives are mad at him.
Boy, that really is gonna be good. So you were pleased with what happened?
Bert Reynolds.
Yeah.
That's the guy that was that.
Bert Reynolds. Yeah.
He said, "Minnie," he said, "I've always loved you. And when I finally got to meet you, he said, I found out that the pictures you do and the things you do don't do you justice." And he said, "I only wish I'd have been the one you picked out instead of him." I know Henry laughed about it.
Was Henry there? He was there, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. He made the closing speech and said he wants to thank everybody on the
team. Oh, he did? Let's see. Is this on here?
Yeah, it's an amazing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Henry Camp. Yeah, that's it. What is Minnie's real name? Is her first name Minnie real? No,
Sarah.
Sarah. That's right, Sarah. Yeah, not a name.
And she had one of her sisters on her, some of her flashbacks. She had her best girlfriend there who stood up to the wedding. And then she had Lydia and I for a wedding picture. There was a lot of stuff she just... But she could, you could tell that Minnie had a part to do in producing the show.
Can she talk, do you know?
I wouldn't ask her, because she doesn't answer the phone. Her maid answers the phone, and then turns it over to him. She can write right off the bat. Minnie can't come to the phone.
Well, I know that was an occasion, some occasion.
One of the best I've ever been to.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, you had a personal stake in it. She was your friend for longer than most of them.
Well,
I bet you go back as far as anybody, don't you, with her?
I go from the beginning.
Yeah,
because when they took her to the Grand Ole Opry. First day she worked with me, and then she went to Roy for a week, and then she come back to me. She had an expression. She used to say, "I'm so proud to be here. I'm so proud to I was able to come." Well, I said, "Then you'll have to leave off that." And he says, "It's suggestive," and I never had it on my show. I don't think 1940 to 1970. 3 days. And it was something else because she liked to fly Henry with her. I thought they had it on there. And when the Collins sisters come to work with us, we played a fair up in Ohio. And then he said, I like those books. I wish we could hire them. And then they could ride with us in the airplane because just me and Sam are on the road. And I said, what about him? He says, she said, Henry's flying. He said, I got a dog to talk to. Sam was a poodle. So we had talked to the mother and father of the Collins sister, and he says, sure, really. He says, is Henry a licensed pilot? I said, oh my God, Mr. Collins. I said, he's the best. And of course, he had a crash landing down in Knoxville, Cornfield. That's how come the Collins sisters worked with us on the whole, well, I'll say almost 2 years steady we had because me and I were headlining the cast and the same booking agent. So I got that write up, she said, when Pee Wee signed my picture, why he signed to the best damn trooper of the whole.
And this was, okay. This is the Philip Morris Show. This is the Derby Festival.
Not this year. That's
but I know, but I mean,
yeah,
you don't know what year it was, do you?
I have to look it up. But it's just
have you got a pencil?
Yeah,
I don't want to use a pen. So what I'm going to do, some of these before I copy them, write some at the top. So this is Derby, the Kentucky Derby Festival. And you think this would have been, let's see, Angie Humphreys or Humphreys, you've been what, in the 80s?
No, it was 70s.
70s?
Yeah, because she took my place after I had my stroke, which was 78.
1970s? This was a salute to Lionel Hampton. He wasn't there, was he?
Yeah.
Well, that was Ann Murray there?
Oh, yeah, she was the star of the show. Oh, so was Grace Stevens.
And he was there?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's when he had the streaker, remember? Grace Stevens and the streaker for Schreiner.
What's up?
Oh, my God, they sold a million records.
Sure, I have a copy of this article that Lana Ellis wrote on you. Do you have a copy of it here that I can copy? That Lana Ellis wrote for the magazine. Do you have a copy of that? Lana Ellis.
And that's it. I don't have it. That's the only one.
This is not. But this is. These are not. This is not an article. These are letters that react to the article. There's an article somewhere. It was in June. Thanks to your article of June the 22nd concerning Pee Wee King, hundreds of fans in this Kentucky. See, they are reacting to the article.
Lana Ellis.
It's Lana Ellis wrote that.
Yeah, I don't think
you think you have a copy of it? Oh, I can find it. I may have put it out, but that was in 75, I guess. Yeah, I brought myself a note.
All the way home and I left my damn hat and cap in the McDonald's restaurant. We stopped for a Egg McMuffin this morning.
Yeah, June the 22nd, 1975. That would have been the article. These are letters that are written in the reaction. Broadcast music.
I'm going out with baseball types, country music stars for cars.
Really?
Slot cars.
Uh-huh.
I talked to Bud Rosen yesterday. And he says, we're going to try to do two on you with you alone and you and the Bonus Cowboys. So he's in the picture. Be alone. They told me stories about Boxcar Oswald, with Roy Eagle, plays Boxcar Willie every, he plays six dates a year with him.
Uh-huh.
And he drives there, and he and his wife live out of Boxcar, and Mrs. Boxcar's home, and everything. He just, he loves it out there. Boxcar's called here, and he said, I don't know what I said wrong, but I said, why don't the hell don't you come out here? I said, I'm waiting. He said, don't wait too long, I won't live that long.
Yo, a handsome couple there. That was in 71. Copy that too. Oh, this is when...
That was a fundraiser for Mark Twain. Yeah. That's what Ransom is. We played the first show in the Lambie Stadium. And that's why the guy started off Ransom.
What year was this? We did, what year would this have been?
It's in Honda. That would have been the early 70s.
But, now...
We got that version.
What did I do with that pencil? I knew it. Well, now... Is it Lampe? L-A-M-P-E?
Lampe, yeah.
Is that near Branson?
It's right next door.
Oh.
Just like St. Matthew's in Louisville.
Huh. So you were one of the early ones to play there, weren't you?
Yeah.
I saw something on television the other night about
Branson.
Branson. Well, I can't even remember what it was there.
And the manager of the Lampe Stadium had the lead role in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's how we got to meet friends, because we talked about it. He said, who the hell would ever think that I'd be an actor and do the part in Jesus Star Superstar?
I don't think I...
Can I take the book with you?
I don't think I've got this. I was thinking, I thought I had it first, but I don't believe I do.
No, I showed it to you.
You showed it to me, yeah, okay. Now, let me take this with me, and then I can...
There's my picture.
I keep it. I can... Because this has got some good information on other stars that you could work with, too.
Michael Jones tied the show from the night again.
Did he?
You know, Lydia and his grandpa's wife and Oswald's wife, they brought you all together. And Lydia wondered why Grandpa doesn't put out something. But what's for supper, Grandpa? And he goes through that whole ritual. You know, black eyed peas and custard mustard, and you gotta buy ham and all that. If he would do that on a soundtrack and sell the cassettes on the road, Kitty, well, did I tell you, you usually hear Kitty Wells' life story on their cassette. They didn't put out a cassette with music alone. They put out a cassette with all the members of the family, even the drummer, Duke, the grandson. He spoke up, he says, Father, he said, you don't realize what it is working behind your grandma and grandpa playing the drums. He says, if I skip a beat, he says, they beat me over the head. Oh, it's a good, it's, and I asked Kitty about it a couple weeks ago when we were up in Juliet, and she says, we sell more of those than we do albums.
Yeah, because people like to like that variety.
Right, and they says, we wouldn't put out a book because we could sell this more, it's easier.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it's easier. It's easier to put together. A book is hard to put together. What are these?
Those are, did you hear about the Tennessee? Those are jokes.
That you've used? Have you used these in your...
Some of these and some of those. I'm careful what I use. I don't know what I use this one.
Well, now you must have used this.
Oh no, not the dirty door, not the dirty stuff.
You would have used that.
You would have used that.
Okay. You don't have a copy of anything of any of the quips that you would have used, though, do you? That you would have actually used.
I've got a show.
You got a show there? Okay.
I'd have to type it out for you.
Oh, okay.
I'll do that.
If you have any, because I'd like to have some examples of the kind of humor that you would use, you know. That's a nice postcard.
Look how long ago. 2 cents then.
Yeah. You were very thin there. But then we all were thin then.
I did about 8 interviews for different newspapers. And I did one for a gentleman I met in Norway. I didn't meet him in Norway, I mean in Nashville, but Norway. And he come and embraced me and he said, I have played your album. He said, Billy, you'll never realize what you did for me here in Nashville. And he took me around and showed me the different places, the wax museum and all that. And I said, he said, I've never forgotten. And he said, the thing is about you, he said, you're a superstar. We think so, but nobody else knows you. He said, you're human, you're just the one of us.
Is there anything else right there that you can get your hands on that I ought to be copying? I think I looked through this. See, I'm mainly interested in anything that relates to your career. Anything in your files? Any ads that you had? You know, you showed me some.
Well, I looked through all the books.
Okay.
1977, 1972.
Okay. I can look through them, just put them up there now.
I can give you this if you want it.
Oh, all right.
This goes from 1934, 35, right up to the present day.
Oh, all right.
Fine.
Can I just take those and use them then?
Yeah, the whole thing, the box and all.
Okay, well, all right.
Here's the 1980 and 90.
Okay. And those start back in the 30s, you say?
34.
Oh, that's great.
Right.
Yeah. Or just put those back in there and I'll keep them all together. Now, I may keep them for quite some time, but I'll...
Well, that's what they're for.
Okay.
We had a Authenticity, is that it?
That's it. We want to be as accurate as we possibly can be. And authentic. Yeah, right. I'll keep all those together.
Now, here's the Minnie Pearl book. She mentions me in there.
Okay, I think I've got that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got, yeah. Because it may already be it. I can put it in there, because I'm not sure I have it with me here. It may be down in Alabama already.
You got that here, didn't you? You got that.